from PRX.
Friends beyond binary, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome, welcome, welcome to Sleep With Me, the podcast that puts you to sleep, the podcast that's here. I'm really so glad you're here. If you're new, if you're a regular listener, holy cow, is it good to see you again? And if you're new, you're so welcome here. And you don't even have to feel welcome. You could just like listen and say, I'm not so sure about you, dude. That's the way most people get here. Sleep With Me is actually a podcast that's here to keep you company in the deep, dark night while you fall asleep, to cut through that loneliness and, I don't know, send some piece of calm and distraction and friendship and friendliness across the deep, dark night, to give you something to listen to other than whatever's keeping you awake, to take your mind off of stuff so eventually you could drift off. Because I've been there. And a lot of other people who are listening have been there too. The regular listeners who come back, or people that listen and come back situationally, they're glad you're here because we're all in this together. It's my honor to be the one that gets to make this show with the support of everybody who listens and to welcome you in. So glad you're here. I mean, I can't tell you. It's right around 10 years of me making the show. It really is an honor. And I really hope this podcast can help you out. Do give it a few tries. It is very different, probably already different than what you expected. And it's harmless. So just give it a few tries. See if it works for you. Don't worry, I have a website. If it definitely doesn't work for you, with other options I'll talk about coming up in the intro. And what we got coming up is support. That's how you get to listen for free and check this show out, is a sponsor support. Then there's a long meandering intro right after the support. Don't miss out on the intro. It's a show within the show that eases you into bedtime. And later on, there'll be a bedtime story kind of looking at seasonal episodes of Sleep With Me and going on meanders about them. And some thank yous at the end of the show. So I'm so glad you're here. And let's just see how it goes, all right? Thanks again for coming by. And these sponsors are how we're able to do it for you for free twice a week. Hey, everybody, this is Scoots. And this is where I talk about Sleeping With Me Plus and supporting the show. I'm going to try to do this one pretty fast with a couple questions. This only goes out if you're a regular listener to Sleep With Me. So if you're new or the show's just something you listen to every once in a while, this is not important, really. But if you're a regular listener, the question is, does Sleep With Me help you at all, right? Does it help you in a unique way, like help you fall asleep or break up the thoughts or ease of loneliness in the deep, dark night? Distract you from physical sensations, whatever, does it do anything for you? And does the sleep you get or the relief you get make your life any better? And if the answers to those questions are yes, and you can afford to support the show, this is a time when I'm really asking people, hey, what would it be worth to you if we stopped making Sleep With Me? Like, would you pay to get it back? Like, you'd say, if Sleep With Me does make your life better by helping you get to sleep, or it does help you in the deep, dark night feel less alone, or you just like it, and we stopped making it, I said, hey, would you pay for to get back? Like, how much would sleeping be worth to you? Say, hey, let's restart it. Let me put a quarter in the machine. What it does for you be worth to you to say, hey, I really want to get that back? And if the answer is like, hey, yeah, it would be worth $20 to me, or it'd be worth $50 to me, think about supporting the show at Sleep With Me Plus. Even, I mean, obviously, most people support it much less than that, because the show could really use your support right now, and we never have to cross that threshold. So if the show does something for you in a unique way, you like the podcast, and you can afford to support it, just don't wait. Sign up for Sleep With Me Plus, sleepwithmepodcast.com/plus, sleepwithmepodcast.com/plus. That's sleepwithmepodcast.com/plus. Thanks, everybody. All right, everybody, it's time to talk about tonight's sponsor, Helix Sleep. Do yourself a favor, go to helixsleep.com/sleep and take that Helix quiz. That was about 4 years ago that I took the Helix quiz, got matched with the Helix Dusk Lux, which is a perfect mattress for me and the way I sleep. Because the thing is, the Helix lineup offers 20 unique mattresses, including the award-winning Lux collection, the newly released Helix Elite collection. They have a mattress designed for big and tall sleepers, even a mattress made just for kids. And how would you know which one is going to fit you and your body? You just take that Helix sleep quiz. You find the perfect mattress in under 2 minutes. That personalized mattress is shipped straight to your door free of charge. And Helix knows there's no better way to test out a new mattress than by sleeping on it in your own home. That's why they offer a 100-night trial and a 10 to 15-year warranty to try out your new mattress. And here's the thing. Everybody's unique. Everybody sleeps differently. And that is why Helix has several different mattress models to choose from. Each designed for specific sleep positions and feel preferences. You know, if you're like me, I sleep on my stomach and my side. I sleep hot, so I want to stay cool. And that's what happened. I took the quiz. I got matched with the Helix Dusk Lux. I love my Helix Dusk Lux. And the way I know is every time I leave town, I cannot wait to get back. That first night back in my Helix Dusk Lux, it's like I'm in a state of sleep bliss. Not only is it the best mattress I've slept on, but setup is fast and easy. Helix mattresses are delivered in a box straight to your door for free. And Helix is offering 20% off all mattress orders and 2 free pillows for our listeners. Go to helixsleep.com/sleep and use the code HELIXPARTNER20. This is their best offer yet. It won't last long. With Helix, better sleep starts now. Hey, everybody, it's time for the Sleepy Supporter Zone, the one part of the podcast I need you here. It's where I pop my peas, if you please. I thank the listeners who are supporting the show so we can be here for free for you twice a week. And some people that support the sponsor, support the show directly, or buy our merch, particularly sleep phones. An only way we could get credit is if you use our link, sleepwithmepodcast.com/sleepphones, because sleep phones is part of our merch, kind of not a sponsor. So please use that link. And I wanted to thank Lois, who got some sleep phones and let me know about it. Let them know about it. Thank you so much, Lois. Could not do it without people like you supporting us. So thank you so much. If you want to be on the Sleepy Supporter Zone, support a sponsor, let them know about it. Let me know about it. Get some merch, support the show in some way, and let me know about it. Use a contact form on our website, or even better, use a link on our sponsor page so I could thank you like Lois. Second part of Sleepy Supporter Zone is you getting the support you need right now. If you're in need of extra resources right now, you're having a tough time, including international resources, including text-based resources, use the links in our show notes. It's about being a part of positive change, being a part of community, taking action, and not just saying Black Lives Matter, not just saying Stop AAPI Hate, not just saying Support Ukraine, not just saying things, but taking action. And I know this is a really tough time, and I don't want to, like, keep anybody up, but why is it important for me to talk about what's going on in the world? You know, maybe you would check it. If you want to, like, a more substantive version, you could check out Pete Davidson's YouTube or whatever. His Saturday Night Live monologue probably says it better than I can, but it's similar. Why should a sleep podcast talk about what the real world is? Because the two things really are inseparable. And if you want to take some action right now to be a part of change, as tough as that seems, it may be as painful for a lot of you as it might seem. Ruth Bader Ginsburg talked about one of her favorite organizations is Hand in Hand. And I'm just going to read part of a statement from Hand in Hand, is that raising children to see the humanity in one another is the only way to change our world. It is the only path to ensure our collective fate be one of safety, peace, and equality for all. And you can learn more about Hand in Hand and support Hand in Hand directly through the link in our show notes, or just Google it, you know, and learn more. But that's what the Sleepy Supporter Zone is all about, because we're part of a lot of communities here, and we're part of one community too, right, on this planet. So it is important for me to talk about it in the most respectful and calmest way I can. But it's really more important than talking. It's about supporting organizations like Hand in Hand. So that's what the Sleepy Supporter Zone is all about. Oh, Mystery Bart, a lot of people help out on this show. Who are they?
Posty poster song. Sounds like a near fall. Wrote the theme song. Edits episodes. Carl W. The Legend. Also edits episodes. Ashley, Kenny, Scotty, Jennifer. Runner, 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 runner. Eric and the team at Astounder on the way. see the kindness shine straight on through when the listeners form their own Facebook group. Keith, Stacy, Sarah, Julie, and Jennifer. These are your narrators. You can support Dear Scooter on Patreon. Buy the merch and support the sponsors. You can find anything you want at sleepwithmepodcast.com. And we're so proud that we could dance. Rusty Biscuit, Lois, Anna like banana. Leah does the transcripts.
Thanks, Mystery Bart. Don't forget the most comfortable way to listen to Sleep With Me, and the only way you can get the Sleep With Me versions and we can get credit is to use our link sleepwithmepodcast.com/sleepphones and use Sleep With Me to get $5 off your order. What do you say? We slow it down and get on with the show. Hey, are you up all night tossing, turning, mind racing, trouble getting to sleep, trouble staying asleep? Well, welcome. This is Sleep With Me, the podcast that puts you to sleep. We do it with a bedtime story. All you need to do is get in bed, turn out the lights, and press play. I'm going to do the rest. What I'm going to attempt to do is create a safe place where you could set aside whatever's keeping you awake, whether it's thoughts, things on your mind that you're thinking about. So thoughts, like thinking stuff, all those things. So anything on your mind that's keeping you awake, it could be any feelings or emotions coming up for you related to those thoughts or feelings that are just there. It could be physical sensations, changes in time, temperature, routine, you know, ongoing physical things. It could be your work schedule. It could be guests, or you could be going somewhere, you could be going through something, or it could be something mysterious. That's what I'm dealing with as I record this right now. Mysterious sleep, where my goals for sleep are not being, are being mysteriously sidetracked. And I can't quite figure it out, and that's okay, because I have a plan. So whatever it is, the only reason I go through that, sometimes if you're new, you're like, why would you remind me of whatever's keeping you awake? And I say, great, great question. I've gotten asked that before. And the reason is so you know you're not alone. And I don't know why that's important exactly. I mean, I have a couple thoughts about it, because for me, when I shared a room with my brother and I could not sleep at all when my insomnia first started, it was incredibly lonely. When I had a roommate and I couldn't sleep, it was incredibly lonely. Other times, I've, you know, been in a room with someone, it's incredible, you know, when I can't sleep. Or right now, while I'm just going through this, and it's just been a couple of days, I got Koa right there, my dog, my daughter in the next room. But I can still feel, it still feels that way. And it might not be that way for you. And that's, might be something different. But maybe you could relate to that. That's one of the other things, is whatever's keeping you awake, I may not have been through the same thing that you're going through, but it's likely I can relate to some of the feelings you have about it. And even if I cannot relate to how you feel, there is someone listening right now who can relate to how you, how you're feeling. Thoughts, feelings, physical sensations, or whatever it is. It's been through something similar. And they are leaning in right now. And they're nodding their head and saying, yeah, yeah, I do know. I do know. I do know how that feels. Because I've been through something like that. And they want you to know that you're not alone. And I realize this is a strange digital medium. That's kind of exploring what that even means. But you know that's important, and I know that's important, even though we can't quite quantify it. It doesn't change the fact that it is important, and then that is how we feel. So that's one part of the show, probably the most important part of the show. If the most important part of the show wasn't you getting the sleep you need and you deserve, one of those two, being less, feeling less alone, or just feeling connected in a part of something that feels okay, or you can feel neutral about, but also getting the sleep you need so your life's a little bit better tomorrow. so your life's more manageable. And so eventually you could be out there flourishing and living your life. That's what our world needs. The world I'm in, it needs you. You don't have to be at your best. That, to me, is a little bit too much pressure. But just to be out there and say, hey, this is what I need to do. And then eventually you could build towards flourishing. I mean, it'd be terrific. Because I know you got it in you. But I'm just here to help. Because I've been there dreading bedtime. Be honest, like lately, wondering, what, I don't know. I'm doing all the stuff I usually do. And it's just not restful, but I'm going to keep trying because I know I'm not alone. I mean, it really is a part of it. I know there's other people out there dealing with it. So those are the most important things I'm going to say during the show. And what I'll do here, the way I try to do this is I send my voice across the deep, dark night. I use lulling, soothing, creaky, dulcet tones, pointless meanders, and superfluous tangents. And all that means is that my voice is not traditionally soothing. I go off topic. I get mixed up. The show is very silly. Right now, I guess I'm in a serious mood because I just want you to know you're important and your sleep's important. But the show's very silly. And the show is very different. And as I said earlier, it is an acquired taste. And in some sense, that's something to be proud of. It isn't for everybody. But the feedback I hear from, and the reason I want you to stick around, it does take a few episodes to get used to the show, is because I've heard from people that the show's changed their relationship with sleep and bedtime. And I want to, if it's possible for you, try it, because people say, hey, I had no idea I was looking for something like this until I discovered it. And at first I loathed it. And eventually after the second or third try, I realized, and now I'm going to try to give you some information to help you with that. But if you're doubtful or skeptical or irritated, that's normal. Why wouldn't you be if you're like me and a lot of other people listening and you try a ton of other stuff to help you fall asleep? So just see how it goes. Now, if you're already 100%, I don't like you beyond loathing. My feelings for you are much stronger than loathing. That's also normal. And probably the way the majority of people who check out the show and only listen once react. And even if you stronger than loathe me, you still deserve a good night's sleep and a friend in the deep, dark night. So I have a website, sleepwithmepodcast.com/nothankyou. And I want you to check that out and check out some of the other sleep podcasts and sleepy stuff on there and see how it goes. Maybe one of those shows will help you out. A lot of those people are like my colleagues and friends. So check those out and see how it goes. Other things you need to know, other than you may loathe me, does take some tries to get used to. Can you give me more what does it mean when it's a high bar or whatever? Barrier to entry. Sleep with Me doesn't have any barriers to entry. You're just not sure if you want to go in. What if that was more, and I don't understand why that's not more, there aren't businesses where they sit with clothing stores, they more show you the clothing, right? With the store, I guess that's the old days, but, with, you know, stores, windows and stuff. I don't know. My co-working place is near an outdoor mall, and there's still a lot of mannequin displays and stuff like that. And they say, hey, you might want to check. These clothes look cool on these plastic things. Maybe they'll look cool on you. But how come more places don't have like a unsure zone? I guess because they're running a business. Maybe this is why it's so hard to run Sleep With Me as a business. You say, hey, why don't you check this store out or this restaurant out? Like a zone where you actually do loiter on the periphery, and you say, well, I'm not so sure about that. That's how most people get to, well, I'm not so sure about that. I'm not so sure. Like, let me see the menu. Like where you, I mean, maybe it's just me, where you don't feel self-conscious. You say, well, now we're already looking at the menu. I mean, pretty much, I mean, I know there's people with good boundaries, but I'm sure they sleep a lot better than me. Where they say, who cares? If we don't want to order, we don't have to order. Hi. Yeah, we're looking at the menu. We're not sure. They said, well, you just interacted with the person that works here. So I wouldn't even say that stuff out loud. I would only be thinking it, wishing I could say it out loud. we're kind of committed to eating here because we've like crossed over the threshold. The person you're with, they say, threshold, what do you like? Let's roll. I don't see anything. Well, I mean, I could tolerate some of these dishes. So if you just had a thing where it's like, you say, well, I'm not so sure. They say, do you have a reservation? Not sure. Not sure if I need one. I mean, that would be a pretty boss move. When people talk about what it means to have a boss move, I never know what they're talking about. But I think going to like fancy restaurants, maybe I don't think I'll ever start doing that because I wouldn't want to, you know, hurt anybody's feelings. So then I guess that would automatic, like a boss move that wouldn't hurt their feelings. You say, do you have a reservation? Not sure yet. I'm going to check the place out. I'll tell you what, I'll do a lap and I'll come back. Give me a menu. Oh, you got those QR code menus? Ooh, sorry, I'm not so sure. Okay, let me take a look. I want to see what kind of seating. What are we talking? What do you got open? We're booked for the next 12. Okay, well, no, that's not what I was asking. I said, where would I be sitting? I mean, like you could even say, okay, well, you know, I don't know where I'll be eating in 12 months, but if it looks good, you know, we'll talk about it. 13 months from now. I could be, if you show me where I could be eating, if it's booked for the next 12 months, I just want to be sure. I mean, I'm just checking, you know, I'm checking my options. You know, this could be an enjoyable process for both of us. I thought this was like the foyer or whatever. Like I'm here to do some foyering. I'm foyering. I've made foyer. Is that what that word is? By the way, could it be a verb? I mean, I don't even know what the word means other than a traditional place where people are greeted and you know, maybe they take off their outdoor clothes and prepare to be indoors. But that, you know, say, well, that's the subtext. Exactly. Yeah. I'm foyering. What does that mean? That's a verb now? Yeah. Yeah. I'm in the process of, participating in the foyer. And I mean, cause a mud room, it's actually like a, like you say, that's another good subtextual room. You say like, I'm leaving my muddy stuff behind. I'm demudding, you know, I don't live in a mud room. I mean, I don't have a home. So, but even if I had, like, I've been in mud rooms before, I think, I thought I, like, my brother's house had a mud room. I mean, he lives in a mud zone, you know, a snow zone, which is mud, you know, they call it, and I think they were smart. They didn't call it a snow room because you'd say, well, it rains too. Like, that's too seasonal. No one's going to pay $8,000 for a snow room because they'll be like, it snows in there? No, it's for getting the snow off. We'll just wait, like, and it's a mud room. Everybody got them nowadays. But so that's like the foyer. I'd say, yeah, I'm here. I don't know. Is that what they call it in a restaurant? I mean, I know it's like where the maitre d' traditionally is. You say, no, I'm just here to foyer. But you know, I'm not sure if I'm going to be amusing my booshing, you know, first I'll foyer around, it could even be a part of the greeting. Like they say foyer and you say, yeah, I'm foyer. Yep. Foyer, cousin, foyer cousin. Thanks. Cousin foyer chef. I'm here to foyer. So anyway, talk about, distractions, I don't know. I think I'm on to something. You said reservation? Nah, I'm not sure yet. Maybe I'll have a reservation. I got to see if I'm comfortable. All that tangent was to say, you're welcome to foyer around here. Sleep with me. The podcast where you could foyer. It does sound like something that would put a spring in your step, right? As soon as you detach the verb from the noun, especially because I'm not sure about the definition of the noun or the pronunciation. You say, oh boy, I can't wait to do some, I'm seriously into foyering. I mean, now you got a foyer with the intent of completing an actual entry into the, you know, business. Like, you know, it could be for every place too. And then a place would be like, it would be like you'd say, we got to put some foyer in this place. You say, what is foyer? I'm the world's first foyer consultant, imaginary foyer consultant. I don't want to brag. Oh yeah, we got to put some foyer in this place. I mean, I'm just good at introducing the concept. You're going to have to hire some people that actually know what they're doing. But the goal would be to greet people at the very opening of the show and say, hey, you could just look in here and see, come by a few times and say, hey, now I'll make a reservation. Sleep with me. You don't even have to book a reservation. So holy moly, great tangent though. I love saying foyer. I wish I was like, this is where I wish I was in hip hop, because I could do some old school hip hop about foyer every day. By the way, pay to pay. Hey, hey, hey. Please, no more. No way. Please end this tangent about the, now you're in Susian. And I'd say, okay. So that was a superfluous tangent. Okay. How do you listen to the show? That's it. So at first, you just kind of barely listen. It's kind of like background noise. You passively consume this podcast. It also is not here to put you to sleep. It's here to keep you company while you fall asleep. There's no pressure to fall asleep with this show. I'm going to be here for over an hour to keep you company and take your mind off of stuff, to be your boyfriend, your boorbae, your boorsib, your boorbur, your neighbor, your boorbee, your boors, your boorbra, your board of D, your board, maitre D, maitre boar, board of D, board of mater, one of those things, to take away your thoughts or whatever's keeping you awake, really, just like a coat room. And I say, okay, now you're comfortable, come on in. I'll leave your thoughts, feelings, and physical sensations. You don't have to even leave them. They just kind of pay attention to me. The dancing maitre D. That could be something. I don't know. But that's really what I'm here to be, is like to as you cross, because the foyer is is one threshold, but then you cross over into the threshold of the restaurant. So the intro in this case is the threshold of the show. But this foyer concept would apply to almost everything for people anybody that relates to me. Say, well, boy, I don't know if I want to go in there. Is there going to be do I have to make eye contact in this area? Would you prefer to make eye contact or not? Not sure. I'm just wondering about it before I come in. And they'd say, okay, I don't know what a good person would do, like a person that's skilled, they'd have a way to spin it either way. Say, whatever you're comfortable with, sir. We'll get you, if you decide you want some eye contact, we'll get it to you right away. But for the time being, why don't you, we'll give you a private sitting area. I don't know. So I'm supposed to be introducing a sleep podcast, not designing a new way of living that already exists for most people. It already exists. It's just not in such an on-the-nose manner where we have to discuss the subtext to discuss what's on the nose. But there's a freedom there, right? The thing about Sleep With Me is you're free to be you here. And if you're anything like me, it's a relief, because most of the time, I can't say this stuff to normal people. I'm not even kidding. Not to go on another tangent, but I was at a social function where somebody had to give me the old bathroom thing. Now, they actually did go to the bathroom, I think, because I said, oh, I blew it again. So at least they actually they went to the restroom. Because I said, because I was trying to work with my internal critic. I said, what happened there? I thought we were having a good conversation. So, what else? So podcast you don't really listen to, doesn't put you to sleep, just keeps you company. Or if you need a break during the day, whatever it is, I'm here to the very end to keep you company, whether you're awake or asleep. structurally what to expect. Show starts off with a greeting. That's a foyer. You say, hey, I might check this out. Then there's support, so the show can be free. There's over 600 episodes ad-supported that you could listen to or make playlists of, so you could kind of find your favorites as you become a regular listener. If you decide to subscribe to the show directly, there's over like 2,000 episodes and variations on episodes. So pretty cool. A lot of options, because as people become regular listeners, they say, well, I might want to listen in a little bit different manner than the way the majority of people listen to the show, which is in that order. They check out the foyer, then they listen to the support, then they listen to the intro, which is after the support and separate from the support. And what the intro is here to do is for me to explain what the podcast is and go on random tangents. It's different every time. It really is a show within a show. And it's an important show because it's the opening act that eases you into bedtime. And who would have known? I don't know that we've discussed we've discussed mudrooms in intros before, but I'm not sure about foyers and making a new nouns. I mean, I think that would actually be a noun. I'm participating in the act of being in the foyer in an active way. That's a noun. And you say, well, wouldn't that be taking off your coat? No. I'm foyering around. In a matter of fact, part of my foyering is having an excursion into the restaurant to see what, you know, see what's up, to see if I do want to eat here in 14 months. Because I was talking so long that 13 months got booked up. Okay, so what else? So the intro is really, for most people, it's part of their bedtime routine. Most people don't fall asleep during the intro or listen all night. So if you do, you may want to think about subscribing to the show directly. But for most people, it's part of their wind down routine, or they're getting comfortable and getting in bed routine, or they're getting ready for bed routine. And then after the intro, support, and then there'll be our bedtime story. It'll be kind of like a look back at autumnal episodes and pumpkin episodes and holiday episodes. So if you want to do any dives into the archives based on that, it might help you. Just look back, and it's also part of like showing solidarity with the writers and the performers who are on strike right now and not doing any content. Content that's on platforms, or doing my best. You know, I'm not perfect. So that's the intro. It's long meandering. Then there's like a support. Then there's the story. So that's the structure of the show. But you could adjust, right? There are people that subscribe to the show that only listen to story versions. There's people that subscribe to the show that only listen to intro versions. There's people that listen to ad-supported podcasts that started at 30 minutes. So just see what works for you. But first, listen a few times and say, oh, okay, I'm into this foyering thing, man. And if you never listen to the podcast again, but you get into it, or I mean, I'm sure if you have a better vocabulary than me, you're like, oh my goodness, is this a bit or not? I assure you, the lack of definition is not a bit, but I will be doing this bit because this is something that I'd like to do. I mean, I would love to go into restaurants. Sir, will you be dining with us this evening? I'm not sure. But in a way, I'm not trying to put my feelings on you. You should be comfortable. I'm here out of respect to you. I'm not sure more. I gotta take a look around, you know. I gotta get a little foyer on. Wait a second. Do you bib your customers? Never mind. I'm in. Never mind. I don't need to do any more foyering. Now that I see you bib your customers, I'm most bib based foods I can't eat because it's shellfish. I can't eat that. But if this restaurant comes with a bib, I mean, I've already been foyered. Okay, so yeah, just see how it goes. I'm glad you're here. I work really hard. A team of people work really hard on these shows because we love it. We love putting you to sleep. So I'm really glad you're here. Work really hard. You earned a nice drive. I really hope this show can help you fall asleep. Thank you again for coming by. And here's a couple of ways we'd get to do it for free twice a week. Sleep With Me is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. Everybody, Scoots here. I'm doing these review episodes, and originally I was doing them based on in order, but then I said, what about a going deep about seasonal episodes, you know, because trick-or-treating season's coming up. And then I said, have I done enough trick-or-treating season episodes to even cover trick-or-treating or not? And I said, well, I can always go into the other holidays. So I'm going to take a look all the way back in the archives and try to get to the present and check out what we put out in the autumnal season, and probably put out an audience favorite this year for the season 2. So the show actually did start in the autumn. It looks like the first episode, according to what I'm looking at, came out 10/19/13. What is that, October? October 3rd of 2013. And right away, we were actually covering a show that could be associated with trick-or-treating based on a comic book. In a world where trick-or-treaters wander around so in search of candy, they're oblivious to everything else. It's called The World of the Walking Trick-or-Treaters. And who would have thought to start a sleep podcast episode 2, 3, 4, 5 covering that and then beyond that for a while. But I did, you know, I said, that's a great idea. That's the kind of challenge I love. I have no idea what those episodes, they're definitely a lot different than the podcast was today. That was, kind of how I came up with the idea for the show. But other than that, it doesn't look like there's any anything like autumnal in there. So let's go. That's 2013. So let's head into 2014. Heading forward. Okay, and now we're in September 2014. Back then, we're doing Trending Tuesdays had started. What else? Oh, here we. Oh, Superdoll had a trick-or-treating episode that came out probably in August, so that was called Heroes Halloween. Ray episode, oh no, that's Ray's lost file. I don't like, so we had lost a file of Ray's. Then we started, had we already been doing Game of Thrones? Yeah, we already had been, it looks like. What else we want? More trick-or-treating. Superdoll, GOT. So, wow, already in 2014, we had settled on our regular release schedule that we still follow to this day. That's cool. I didn't realize. So this is like a really useful look back. And, okay, so here's our first, this may be our first, and this was popular. And actually, Damon, I just heard from Damon, who wrote a song for this episode. Episode 145. Was Whatever Happened to the Transylvania Twist, and that came out in 10/9/14. And then that started, so that may have been the first episode where I went to the transverse plane, and then that became, then I said, wait a second, that worked, so let's do another one. So then episode 148 was the creature from the Black Lagoon tells me he's originally from the Big Goon. That was another Trending Tuesday episode, 148. I would have thought that was in the 300s. That came out 10/14/14. Talk about time travel. That, honestly, like episode 148 is one of my favorites. I'll have to listen to it and see if it's appropriate to put out in the main feed. But if you're a premium subscriber, like $10 and up, gets you back there. But I really felt like that was one where you can kind of see some of the outside influences of the podcast, because it's just a ridiculous episode. Might not be sleepy though. I don't know. Okay. And then don't see any other ones. Borked Love Story. That's not but that was really popular. Oh, first real time recipe episode, maybe 161. And no other autumnal things, 2014. So let's go to 2015 now. Traveling into the future by scrolling. 2015. Or, yeah, let's go to start in September. Oh, we're doing Metastas news. That's cool. And some outdoor episodes were coming out. Bug, A Smooth Night That Happened to Have Light. Oh, wow. This is a good time for the podcast. These are episodes I really remember. Goat of Many Colors, Lady Witchbeard episode 10, Bobota's Swiss Cheese Circus as Metastas News 13, Taking Out the Lab Coat to Explain Where Dolphins Sleep, but none of that is, Crying Cave on Science. Wow, these are all pre-300. This is like early years of the podcast. These are kind of cornerstone episodes. I've Got a Garland to Deal With. Weren't these Halloween-themed episodes? Let me see. Mumble Bear, My Guide to Garland. So these were about my piano teacher and Judy Garland. But I want to say that they somehow had to do with Halloween. Maybe not, though. But it was like not a series, but a series of interrelated episodes. Crawford Costume Dance. That was episode 300. There's a milestone, episode 300. When did that come out? 10, 12, 15. What else we got? But we don't see any other, let's see, a Bodus, harpsichord. Well, so a lot, this piano teacher, like, series went on, even though it wasn't a series. Cat Wisdom, As You Wish, Miss Garland. Oh, yeah, so Trending Tuesday Costume Finale. So there you go. So episode 30, so there was a little costume. I don't know the plot of it anymore, but thanks. Then already 310, I explained how, like, that'd be an interesting one to listen to, of how I break a story for sleep with me, which is probably pretty similar now. Okay, so that's 2015. Let's fly all the way to 2016 now. September 2016. Feels like wasn't just yesterday, but okay, so we're still doing some Metastas news. The Olympics. A crossover episode with Half Hour Intern. I remember that was fun. Real-time wall bed assembly. Wow, that came out in what year is this? 2016, eh? Interesting. Guess that would make sense. Nuns in Space. Let's see what else we got. Not quite a crossover, but an episode dedicated to the Illusionist podcast and Helen, and kind of inspired by a post she had posted. That's 436, Dirty Dollhouse, Nuns in Space, Ray episode. Lost Village, Katie, that was an attempt at a crossover with a classical radio station. They weren't, it's kind of hard to do crossovers with non-podcasters because they're like, what? But I did that. What do we got else? I don't see any other ones about, are we into, oh yeah, we're in October. Oh, here's one, Date Moi, Pumpkin Guts and Date Moi. So that was about like a pumpkin. So that was Halloween themed. And that was kind of about my imaginary dating platform, Date Moi. and having a thing where I think you did jack-o'-lanterns while on a date, like on a first date. Then we also did lulling analysis of the Great Pumpkin, which I think we put out as a repeat. Maybe I should put that as a repeat again. That's like one of people's favorite episodes. 456, it was in the, what could be considered the early era of the podcast, depending on how you define that. What else? Anything else? No. I Kissed a Brook. I like that name of that episode. That was Metastasis News 661. But yeah, no other autumnal ones. That's 2016. 27, coming up, 2017. Six short years ago. So funny. Who would have thought I would have followed through? I can't believe it. Oh, there's Pee-wee's Big Adventure. Hey, Pee-wee, hopefully you're listening now and having a good laugh at all of us. What else we got? After the Glass Slipper, Season 3. Wow, After the Glass Slipper, Season 3 already. Oh, there's a Desert Island Serial. So that's kind of autumnal. And there was a podcast that just covered those serials of the, those friends. 538 podcast. I'll try to link to it somewhere. Oh, there's On Summer's Horseback. That's another very popular episode. Statue Love, After the Glass Slipper. Pop Quiz, After the Glass Slipper. Fearless Flyer Review. Hamlet with Brain Bots. Wow, that was 606. Went to Hamlet with my Brain Bots. Oh, here we go. 609, Costume Nostalgia. That was me remembering costumes. Or 1029. No, that's the wrong date. 1029-17. That's a Halloween-themed episode. I don't know if that came out already or not again. Have to look. Here's some more autumnal stuff, though. This was one, we never got paid for this, but these were crossovers we did. Apple at My Core, that was a really good episode, and that's been re-released, I think. And it was about apples, and that's like definitely autumnal, you know what I'm saying? And I think that's it for that year. What are we in, 2017? So let's go to 2018, eh? Oh, but we did have Peeping Leaves. That was another one. Maybe that was the one we didn't get. But we did it with a company, and you know there was some complications in us. But anyway, not a big deal. Okay, so 2018. Now we're getting into September 2018. TNG. We did a retrospective, episodes 500 to 599. I think we just re-released that one. A Tingler crossover. Okay, so this is a good era. Sleep With Me Now, too. 800s, is over 700s, okay. So everybody can check these ones out if you want. Crossover with Sleep Whispers, that was 700. Holy cow, I would have thought that was like, wow, that's cool. Nuns in Space Season 2 is going on right now. What do we got here? Autumnal theme is what we're looking for. Oh, there's When I Moved, 2018. Goodbye Closet. Dustbusters, that's seasonal. Dustbusters Tale of the Tape. Greatest Greeter. I remember we just did this in a review. Don't see any fall-themed episodes. Okay, so we didn't get any in 2018. Let's go 2019. About to break into the next, what is it, century or millennia or whatever? Say Goodbye to the Not the Aughts. Sandy Day at the Beach. We're doing National Lampoon's Vacation. Dr. Triangle and Isosceles and The Good Place. But I don't see any. Oh, here we go. Yeah, 818. Another one. Claude and Count Chocula's Cereal Box History. So we looked back at the boxes, I think, 818. Cool. That was back then. Then we did a costume crossover with Within the Wires and Ings. That was based on a live show and a podcast crossover and a musical crossover with Ings. So that's really cool. And when they come out right around Halloween, huh? Yeah, 10:30. So that's very autumnal. Okay, so let's go forward to 2020. We're coming in hot, 2020. 2020. Otter Things, Forte and Forts and Forte. Board games. Oh, Beetlejuice. I'll only say it once. We did a Beetlejuice teletape. So we did a teletape about the movie. Not going to say it. 9/19. Then we did our first, then we did a repeat of the Great Pumpkin Charlie Brown. Let me do a little thing here for my own records and do a fill that one in. Not with text. Oh boy. Mistake. Undo. How do I fill in? There we go. Let's do it. A fill in with maroon. No, you can't see with maroon. Green, but it's not green. Okay, orange. Okay. The way I can know. So that came out as a repeat in 3 years ago. It might be time to put that one back out in the main feed. Carol King episode, Outer Things, Great British Bake Off, crossover with Vast Horizons, Sleepy Adventures in Reading. Wow, that came out in 900. That was almost 300 episodes ago. Peeping Leaves and Bonnets. I don't know what that is. I have literally no idea. Like what that, I'm guessing it was a crossover, but let me just, but I'm not sure. Interesting. So that was it for 2020. I thought we were doing 2019. What happened to 2019, Scoots? I don't know. I think we already did it. We might have gone into a... You might have put us to sleep, some part of us to sleep, but we could double check again. Okay, let's just double check. Oh, yeah, you're right. We did cover it because that was a costume crossover. It was the only one we did. Okay, so let's get back into 2020. And yeah, I don't see any other ones in 2020. So now we're going to 2021. 2021, I don't know why I like saying that, 2021, fall of 2021, we did, there's a repeat of the retrospective 500, let's just mark that one too, and then we put out Apple at My Core again, because I had another very popular episode, anybody could listen to that one. What else we have in here, though? Anything else? Listicles and Icicles. Round of Thanks. Oh, that was episode 1000. Tube Town All Intros. Isthmus. Oh, so Lady Witchbeard. Was that season 3 of Lady Witchbeard or season 2? I don't know. Oh, you're a Disney PR project. That's another very popular episode. JCPenney catalog with no toys. Wow, that was 2 years ago. That feels like 1 year ago. Oh, there we go. So Ben Cooper costume catalog. That was a fun one where we went through the Ben, we went through that catalog. And we did Star Kid. But yeah, that's it for, I don't see anything else autumnal themed. So now we're going to jump to 2022, last year. Last year, I did 2022, and last year was 2023 right now, right? Okay, so what do we got here? 2022. Okay, let's see if we have any autumnal stuff. We did Costume Nostalgia. We put that out as an audience favorite one. Listener Wish, that was 11/11. Lord of the Rings, Two Aces, Sleepy Spelling Bee. That was a really good one. Bunsen Burner Love. Ray's Knott's Autumnal Joy Farm. So we got one coming out this year like that. And we did a live show based on that. So that's cool. Anything else? Nothing else I'm seeing that looks like it's autumnal, but that's interesting. So let's roll back and let's look at, like, we might as well do all like holiday ones too. What, you know, I mean, I think, you know, that'd be cool, huh? Just running through other popular ones we put out again. Spruce Museum, Morley and Borley. These were all in a couple of years back. Date Moi or Date Mo. But then we didn't, I don't know, we could put out that pumpkin one maybe. I don't think we ever put that one out. There's On Summer's Horseback when that came back out. There's another retrospective episode for episode 500. Phil Fushigi, that was a My Brother and Me dedicated episode, kind of crossover-like. What about Peeping Leaves Bonnets? Was that a new episode or an old episode, 925? That's the one mystery we have right now. So let me open up my podcast app here. That's in uploads. Okay, let's go to the patron feed. Okay, is this time travel for 10? Okay, this is the right one. So what do we got? Peeping, P-E-P-P-E-E, peeping. Peeping Leaves and Bonnets. Trending Tuesday. Good question. It doesn't really say. I mean, it makes it sound like it's a new episode, but it came out, I think it's a repeat, though. But I don't really know, so I just keep moving on here. And this was back when we only had 200, like, we put out a lot of these audience favorites, because there's My Life with the Perm. Just doing a little housekeeping here. My Life with HBO, there was another, these are, like, deep cut favorites that... when, like, we were like, oh, we don't want people to miss out on. All right, so now we're going to roll all the way back. What time are we at? Yeah, I think we got time. Okay, so first year, I definitely did a lot of seasonal episodes, a couple different ones. Like, I did seasonal ones based on, I think, based on that show that I talked about earlier where trick-or-treaters were wandering the world of wandering trick-or-treaters. Where I did, like, what would happen if that world was crossed over with the world of Santa Claus. So one episode was called Crying Over Cookies. Then we did a classic. That was episode 17, The Elf Nobody Knew. That was a story, you know, still hasn't been told properly. Then another one, Frozen Reindeer Tears. Then the year Rudolph's nose broke. That is definitely an episode I tested out on my daughter and other people in a car one time when we were driving around. And that was the year Rudolph's nose broke. And they had to do something else. Santa Jack Skeletor. That was also another one based on that thing. Oh, year Rudolph's nose broke part two. Then A Rust Belt Christmas, that was again this theme, and these are very, very old shows, very different style. Call Me Canada's Wonderland, maybe, that's, so we must have been after the, holidays at that point. The Elf Nobody Knew, man, wonder what that episode's like. Okay, so it's 2013, let's go to holidays of 2014, okay. 2014 holidays. What do we got here? And again, this is based on, oh, mall walking on a space station. A lot of stuff is based on the idea of, like, holiday specials. Like, I just love holiday specials. And so, oh, this was Thanksgiving Day Parade, Ray and the Gregor, 2014. That may have been the first time we did that. I don't know. Snowy Woods Guided Meditation. What else we got? Heat Miser with Bowl Cut. Disagreement That Saved Christmas. Cracking Nuts Nutcracker, Ode to Daphne. This is a continuation of the Christmas dispute. Scientist Cold on Santa. Meditation Christmas Present. Ray at the Dickens Fair. So those are all interesting ones, I think. And that's it for that year. Oh, I guess some part of my producer brain was like, maybe you could speculate on what they were about for people since these are such deep episodes. Okay, I'll do that with 2015 here. So we're into 2015. And what do we got? Any holiday stuff? We're still... what do we got? Nothing. Oh, Roberta Claus. Okay, so this was 317. So this is a good series. I think we did, and it ended up doing this twice. And this was this idea that Roberta Claus was going to take over from Santa Claus, and she was going to become the new Santa Claus in reality, because I know there's like mythological stuff, but this is a real thing. And Claude Neon was a reporter, like kind of spending time working and getting to know Roberta Claus and finding out the legends. And, you know, getting to the bottom of it, Claude Neon reports. And so that was really cool because it kind of was looking at like, hey, what is like, you know, there's all these specials, but also what would happen if, you know, if someone took over for Santa Claus and some people said, well, I don't know about that. And you said, well, like I didn't ask. Like Roberta Claus is Santa Claus now, so just so you know. So that was cool. I really enjoyed that series. And I thought it was like, well, anyway, like, I thought that the series was, I don't know, like it was just reflective of the world, that, I didn't think it would be predictive. I thought it was basically more fictional than the real world, but was not. I was incorrect about that. So there was a couple episodes about that. So then we had Yule Lads, Where is Roberta Claus, A Day at the Dickens Fair. I don't know if any of these were on location episodes. We tried to do some at the Dickens Fair, but there was a lot of issues. The first year we did it, the security didn't know. So they were constantly stopping me and they were very protective. And then the characters, you know, I wasn't in character. There's other reporters. So I guess that was the second year we did it where we actually had a press badge. We had permission the first year. And then, also the performers, like there's a lot of music and then there's a lot of people like imbibing beverages. And then, I don't know, it just didn't work because, what's tough is like, yeah, it just wasn't like, it worked for, it was fun, but like, it didn't work in the sense like all these external factors, create like take up my attention and drain me in a way where I'm not able to like participate in the flow of the episode. And that, I mean, that's just kind of what I learned over the years. So like has helped inform me, just how I do stuff. Then we had another Thanksgiving Day Parade episode. How fast did that come out? 12/9. Okay. Then, another Roberta Claus episode, Net Haas Syrup, episode 3. Then Lights on Lake with Flaky. Man, I keep meaning to sponsor that thing. Maybe I could get into it this year. Might be too late already. Cotton Cane, Cotton Candy. That was predictive. Who would have known we'd have like tons of cotton candy flavors now? Another Day at the Dickens Fair, Searching for Havisham. I haven't seen Miss Havisham at the Dickens Fair in quite a few years. Then a couple more Roberta Claus. So Roberta Claus series was 6 episodes. Oh, and then we looked back at Get Bezos and Roberta Claus. So that's quite a holiday lineup. This is when I was working a full-time job too. So it was like wild. I mean, man, like I was staying up. Yeah, wasn't setting a great example for the listeners. And not really living a balanced life then. So let's see. Okay, now we're in 2016. Okay, so what do we got coming up? Wow, we started out early. We started out with The Christmas Tree That Took a Walk. That was a classic. I think that's been put out again, but if it hasn't, I'll I think we did that one last year. Then 2016, Thanksgiving Day Parade. Then another Dickens Fair episode, Shirtless Holiday Ghosts. So at some point, the Dickens Fair episode, so we started doing them in the studio, just Ray remembering. Ooh, Tale of the Tape, Laurel and Hardy. That man, that's one of my favorite holiday shows. So I'm going to tag these just to look back and see if these had actually been put back out. These are classics. Christmas Tree That Took a Walk. Real-time stuffing and mashed potatoes. I assume that's been re-released, but maybe not. These are some deep cuts. Christmas Storytale, the tape. Holy cow. I was so incorrect about that one, too. Shopping for a Happy Christmas at the Dickens Fair. And that's it for that one. Okay. Yeah, so let's go to 2017 then. 2017. Holidays of 2017. What do we got coming up? Coming up on the holidays of 2017. All right, we've got Home Alone. There's another one. 619. Home Alone. Snow Sledding. Wow, these are some good ones. As the North Pole Turns. Okay, so this, Scrooge to Tale of the Tape. Wow, we did a bunch of Tale of the Tapes that year. That's cool. Knox episode. Stormy Sheep. I don't know what that is. Oh, it's part of As the North Pole Turns. Doctor Who holiday episode. The Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. Christmas Vacation. Wow, we got quite a few Tale of the Tapes that year. Really hit it. And then the Elf, Nobody Knew, takes a holiday adventure sabbatical. And then the conclusion of As the North Pole Turns. So As the North Pole Turns was another one I really enjoyed making and prepping for. And it was my closest attempt to doing a, a episode, soap opera. And I said, what if there was a soap opera about the North Pole? And then, so I listened to some radio dramas, soap operas, and then kind of tried to learn the structure. I'm pretty sure this was in the summertime when I was, on vacation, because I can remember listening to the episodes over and over again and trying to get a sense of, how many characters are they? How are these scenes structured? And what happens, I don't know, just getting a feel for it. I'm not sure if I'd, when I listened to. So what I did was, I said, how could we have that? And it be sleep with me, but fun. So again, just a fun challenge. So that was As the North Pole Turns. I think I can't even remember now, because I think we did two seasons of it where it was there was reindeer. So Dasher and Dancer and reindeer were sentient characters in it because they needed more characters, right? And then, Santa and Mrs. Claus and maybe Roberta Claus was in it. I don't even know. But it was solved with a square dance, at least season one. So that's pretty good. All right, coming up 2019 holiday. Wait, no, 2018? No, 2018, Scoots. Okay, thanks, Scoots. You sure? Yeah. We just did 2017, I think. Let's double check the years. What year is it? Yeah, that was 2017. You were right. Thanks, Scoots. No problem. That's why I'm here. All right. So what year is now? 2018. All right. So we've got, what do we have coming up here? Another Mistletoe Junction. So 2018 Thanksgiving Day Parade. We did a Doctor Who holiday episode. Top Tangents on Holiday Specials. That's another good one. And then we did the Happiest Holiday Shop, which, again, was one I really was proud of. And I feel like it's kind of an archetypal thing. And then other people have done it too, where it's like a shop that you go into and it leads you on, you know, then the shop, the gift is the journey to find the real gift. You know, you're going in there to buy a gift, like a, you know, antique shop. And, you know, on the quest to find the gift, you find, you know, what you're really looking for. I have no idea what episode 727 was because it got deleted somehow. But that was probably Happy Holiday Shop episode 2. Yeah, because then episode 3 is Monchichi Fans Eve, and then Thresholds and Gifts. Must have been Happy Holiday Shop episode 4. So, yeah, a couple of good episodes in there. What else is that? That it? And yeah, the Doctor Who episode. Okay, so that was 2018, right? Yeah, so let's go 2019. 2019 holiday. 2019 holiday season. Seasonal episodes. Holidays 2019. Thanks, Scoots, for repeating all that. No problem. I just fill in air here. Okay, this is another good one I was happy with. Different direction, a way to like kind of look at ways, like other than Christmas, ways to celebrate it, but also taking in cooking shows and what's fun. We did the Great Holiday Cookie Adventure, which again was just like a concept of, it was kind of like, and maybe this was like Meow Wolf was already around. I don't know if that was an influence, but it was like a bake-off type show, more of like an Iron Chef style. Because it was like a game show, but like when you entered the game show, then you would cross over into another world where I think the person competing would learn, and they would have, like, it was like they were also trying to solve a mystery and find ingredients to cook what they needed to cook to celebrate the holiday they needed to celebrate, but really to learn more and expand themselves, really. I think, let's see. I lost my spot, though. Costume, scaling and fruit flies? No, that's Tale of the Tape Santa Claus is coming to town. Oh, yeah, festival, ingredients of festival, lights, Great Holiday Cookie Adventure, Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade 2019. Yule Log Tourist, 3, Tribute Tree and Cones of Kindness, that was 20, whatever year that was, 19. Wow, so we're getting into 2020 here, and, oh, good, because then I can see if we reuse any episodes, that's 2021, though. Oh, thank you. 2020. Did Peeping Leaves and Bonnets, The Santa Element. That sounds interesting. North Pole, As North Pole Turns Chronicles. So it's like our next season of As a North Pole Turns with Roberta Claus, I think. North Pole Local, that was a train ride that we would do again last year or 2 years ago. Kissing Mrs. Claus as the North Pole Chronicles, Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade Recap 2020, Santa's Twin, Ray's Disney Holiday Adventure. So that was interesting. That was it, huh? That's interesting. Okay, North Pole Local, though, that's one that's really popular. Sleeping Adventure. Okay, so that's 2020. Okay, not 2021. Okay, into 2021. And what are we looking at here? Oh, this was like, we just started doing the catalog episodes, I think. What do we got here? World of Motion, Sleepy Star. Oh, North Pole Gardens train tour. So this is our train tours. So, and JCPenney holiday catalog. So those are some big ones, man. Those are some popular ones we did. North Pole Park train tour, North Pole Gardens train tour, JCPenney holiday catalog, Ray holiday trip with Scooter, Inside Outside North Pole Park train tour, then the 2021 Thanksgiving Day parade. So this was when finally last year, the year before I learned, let's just do, oh no, that was 2021. So it was like before, this is when I was experiencing parade burnout though, I think. Wait, how do we do it in 2021? Because last year we did, I think that's wrong. Okay, that's probably what it is, right? So I don't know. At some point we started doing the parade a year later because I said I can't keep this up. And yeah, that was it for that year, 2021. Looks like Case of the Approachable Safe, man. There's another one that, another episode I really liked. This Old Boat. I don't know what that one is, so it's funny. Some things I remember, like, photographically. I think sometimes it depends on where I was listening when I was proofing the episodes. Okay, so this was last year. What do we got? Magic by Mail. 2013 Macy's Day Parade. Okay, so that's why. Okay, so we jumped back. So last year was the first year I did it. And then this year we'll do the 2022 Macy's Parade. That makes more sense. Okay, thanks for doing that. It's good practice of self-care, honestly. Then we did Carol of the Bells Lasso episode, Holiday Toy Catalog General, Carols with the Clomps. Oh, that was about clomping. That might have been a live show first, too. Great British Bake Off holiday episode. Oh, yeah, then we did the Christmas Tree That Took a Walk and Real-Time Stuffing and Mashed Potatoes. Those are from the 400s. And, yeah. Oh, then Fantastic Voyage for Doctor Who. Okay, so let's run back here. I want to run all the way back to these early holiday episodes. I wish I would know. I wish I know. I wish I might have the wish I wish tonight. No, really. Okay, so we got some good ones in the 600s that we should probably put back out at some point. Okay, so the 500s, this one got re-released, so we can change the color on that one to orange. Just going through the spreadsheet. Real-time stuffing and mashed potatoes. So, okay. So in the 400s, it looks like two episodes that haven't been put back out and that the free feed doesn't have access to are March of Wooden Soldiers recap. I'm surprised we never put that back out, but I'll have to listen to that one. And A Christmas Story Tale of the Tape. So those are ones that could be re-released, I think. Let's go back even earlier, though. And, oh, we didn't highlight anything in these earlier years. Guess we didn't start highlighting until that. So, I don't think anything in the hundreds has ever pop. Well, I don't know. The Mall Walking Tour, I could swear we put that back out, but that's an extremely popular episode. The Elf Wouldn't Listen. That's one I want to listen to, again. And just see. Oh, Warren Zevon episode. That's cool. I didn't realize we did that. Any other ones in there, Scoots? No, I think that's like the Alpha Wouldn't Listen episode 57. Lord Larry of Lady Bird. Man, after the glass slipper was bonkers. This podcast used to be super bonzo, man. Like, I mean, there's definitely the episodes that are not ready for prime time. Oh, wait. Oh, I just lost it all. Holy moly. Real-time flatbread pizza. That's a classic. Somebody was just asking about that. Episode 118. Okay, so, yeah, we're looking at holidays this year. What is this, year two of the podcast? Remember 49ers and Vikings in action movie? That was like a... Yeah, I remember. Okay. Maybe Creature from Black Lagoon. Can we check that? Try to re-listen to that one, maybe. Spokesperson for the person from Hansel and Gretel. I didn't see that one. That's definitely seasonal. Okay, Snowy Woods Garden. I can't believe that one has never been put back out. I think it has. It just you didn't label it correctly. Heat Miser with a bowl cut. I wonder what that one sounds like, you know? So these are ones, what I'll do is I'll have, like, if any patrons are hearing this and you listen to them, let me know. But it's also, like, for, then I can have Russell look at them. And since Russell's only worked on the show and kind of the new, like, post, like, 2019-2020 era of the show, like, some of this stuff will be easier for him to be like, yeah, no, or maybe. So, yeah, because we got, I mean, this was like where, I think we put these out before Roberta Claus, the cold ones, but I don't know. These are all good questions. Okay, so that's all in the hundreds. Okay, so let's hop into these 200s, right, and just see if there's anything else. Tsunami Sofa, that's like one of the most personal episodes I ever made. I haven't listened to it, no. I don't know if I have the ability to listen to it. Okay, here we go. So we had, this is like the year of Claude Neon and Roberta Claus. We have a Dickens Fair episode. Thanksgiving Day Parade episode. I don't see any other... holiday stuff, though, that you could put back out. That would be good. Okay, let's hit it into the 400s. So this is interesting. It's like we're working together. Yeah, so the 400s do have some good ones, I think. The March of Wooden Soldiers we should look at putting back out, and maybe Christmas Story. I mean, I don't know, 400 episodes from the 400s, I don't, like, so there's a couple things. This is, like, late behind the scenes, but we don't have project files for those most of the time, which means so I don't have the original files that were recorded, and I don't have the original, like, things we were working on, because everything used to be, a lot of stuff was, like, on a USB. I never had very much storage. And honestly, I mean, even at 400s, I was like, I don't know if this podcast is going to keep continuing for, I did not think, it, I mean, it would be continuing to episode 1200. So, I mean, I fantasized about it, but it was like, so, like, none of that stuff I have access to, the original files. So it's always like, what do the files sound like? And then what is the content? Because you can only delete so much. Okay, so we'll see. Let's see. Let's just check the 500s again before we sign off here. Superdoll Season 2, that was a good one. Where are we? We're almost 2017. That's where we're looking. Girl Without Birdsong, man. That was a good one. Okay, so yeah, we did highlight some of these. We got Home Alone. That might be good. Snow Sledding. Scrooged Tale of the Tape. Christmas Vacation Tale of the Tape. And The Elf Nobody Knew Takes a Holiday Adventure Sabbatical. So those are good options. Maybe we'll put those out in 20. We'll listen to those 400 ones. And then these 600 ones. And then what we'll do is we'll put them out in 20, whatever this year is, maybe a couple out this year and then a couple out next year. That's cool. And then, yeah, we got some options. So that's cool. So, yeah, I guess that's a little review of seasonal episodes. And seasonal episodes make it fun. I have cut back. There's been times where I tried to cut back knowing that most people don't listen seasonally. And then I kind of returned when I look at, like, what the listener favorites are. And, again, it's, like, kind of hard. Like it's one of the challenges and puzzles of making the podcast is, like, most people listen to the show passively and linearly and to the free show. And, but the people, like, that are either the most invested in the show or most invested in the show, even like, and pay for it, they listen a lot differently because they have access to different stuff. They get access to stuff early. and they have the ability to kind of be a little bit more particular about their listening. And so they have a little bit more, I don't know, they're more invested in like developing their own playlists and stuff too. There are free listeners that do that too. But again, that's like people that are more invested that way. And then there's people more invested in the show in a little bit different way. And so that's where I try to keep the programming coming as in a variety of ways, but also remembering, hey, what can I do to make the show feel special, and mixing it up for in a seasonal way, if I can give it that extra special feeling, just like, you know, smell of pumpkin pie spice, or, you know, whatever repetitive holiday songs, tinsel, whatever it is, I don't know. I think that's important, because I think that's one of the most important things about the show, is that it feels special and fun. And you do get you go, oh yeah, I remember that episode, or I'll remember it in the future. And I guess it's interesting wondering about these ones I don't remember versus the ones I do. But it's like, that always reminds me of the listeners, because the stuff I remember is usually not the most popular stuff. And I mean, I remember the popular stuff because people ask me about, hey, I love this episode so much. I'm like, oh yeah, yeah, I remember that one too. So it's like usually just because the case of the approachable safe, I can remember proofing that episode, which proofing means just listening to it over and over again. On headphones. And I can remember running in New Jersey over the holidays, like, in this, along this creek trail, and then listening to again the next time I ran in New Jersey, like I was visiting family. So it's just very tied, to I don't know. So it had an anchor or whatever. So anyway, and it just, I don't know, it's a fun one because it's just a ridiculous idea. So anyway, thanks everybody for listening. I hope you're going to have a great autumnal and holiday season, and I'll be here to keep you company whether you're having a good one or not. I'm here to keep company either way, because it's going to be okay, and I'm going to be here on a regular basis, and there's plenty of old episodes to choose from too. Thanks and good night. I want to thank everybody that became a patron recently. I want to thank Alex, Claire, and Annie. Thank you. Thanks. Thanks. And good night. Nancy, Colin, and Michael. Thank you. Thanks. 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 And good night. Charlotte, Yara, and Matthew. Thank you. Thanks. Thanks. And good night. Catherine, Zandy, and Nicholas. Thank you. Thanks. Thanks. And good night. Michaela, Francis, and Sarah. Thank you. Thanks. Thanks. And good night. Matt, Chauncey, and DJ. Thank you. Thanks. Thanks. And good night. Lucy, Heather, and David. Thank you. Thanks. Thanks. And good night. Melanie, Plato, and Ian. Thank you. Thanks. Thanks. And good night. Keener, Julia, and Jean. Thank you. Thanks. Thanks. And good night. Jim, Jeff, and Joseph. Thank you. Thanks. Thanks. And good night. And Victoria, Mike, and Sophia. Thank you. Thanks. Thanks. And good night. Thanks for supporting the show directly. All the people that support the show either directly through Apple Podcasts, sleepwithmepodcast.com/Apple, or support us by subscribing directly. It's the greatest ways to help the show. You could also support the podcast by supporting the sponsors, and then supporting the podcast by spreading the word, sleepwithmepodcast.com. I don't even know, let me know if you do spread the word, sleepwithmepodcast.com/sponsors. Couldn't do without all of you. And we got all those, I don't know if you're listening at this point, there's plenty of other episodes to choose from. And it is like we've slowly added back in. So we have 600 shows ready to go for you to pick and choose from, make your own playlists. So you can check that out at sleepwithmepodcast.com/. I feel like, I don't know, my mind is elsewhere, I guess. But here's Scoots asking for support or Tuck You In sponsor. Good night, everybody. All right, but this is Scooter. This is a Weeks in Review, and this is where I run through my Weeks in Review stuff. What was on Sleep With Me Plus in the past month, and what you can expect to see on in the public feed too. Now, I have if you sign up for Sleep With Me Plus, or you're already signed up for Sleep With Me Plus, I highly recommend using a podcast app that allows search within the feeds, but using just one podcast app for Sleep With Me Plus content only, and then keeping your other podcasts, your daytime podcasts, and whatever app you use now. And I would just check out a couple podcast apps you could choose from on Apple are Overcasts, iCatcher, Pocket Casts, and on Android you could try out Pocket Casts or Podcast Addict. For this example, I have the only thing I have in my app is the Boyfriends level. I have four podcasts, the ad-free full episodes, the story-only episodes. Nothing in Sleep With Me Plus has ads except for the really old episodes in the archives. We got the story-only versions of the show, the all-intro, all-night versions of the show, and then the bonus episodes. So let's start with the bonus episodes, actually. So Saturday, a new Posty episode came out. It was one that Russell loved, and that came out, and that's in the bonus feed. You know, some people like listening to Posty Super Deluxe episodes during the day. Some people sleep to them. And, yeah, so that one is in the bonus feed. And then looks like we got a bonus coming out for Boar Besties and Boar Friends on Thursday of this week, which is April 15th when I'm recording this. And then we have another Posty Super Deluxe came out a couple weeks ago. That was a picnic lunch with Scooter. And that's in the bonus feed. And that makes just so much easier for those of you that don't like automate your playlist or anything, just to kind of build and choose how you want to listen. Let's pop into all intro, all night episodes. I know an all-intro episode is coming out this Thursday. Last Thursday was Make Great Pets Season 1 Part 2, almost 6 hours. It's about the max length we can get and have a good file size. So that was like 7 episodes of Make Great Pets. April 3rd, an all-intro episode came out. And then we had... March is at bonus episodes. So there was another all intro episode. So that's in the all intro all night feed. And again, like so much easier, like these all intros. Is that what everything that's in there? 277 episodes split between all. So if you love all intros, I bet 200 of those are all intros, maybe even more. And then in the store, both in the story only episode feed and then in the all ad free feed. Let's run through the new episodes. Bring It On Week started last week. So we had 12:54 was our first watch along where I watched half of the movie Bring It On. Wednesday was 12:53, Ben Broughton, the Crayon Rambler. That was one of those episodes that had an intro that I said I should make an episode based on this intro. Went to make an episode based on the intro, and it went in an even another direction of what if there was an RPG game based on the movie Bring It On, which led me to figure out I never watched Bring It On. Let me learn more. Then I ended up watching Bring It On. Then April 7th was Alba Sabalik's, like we're getting ready, big announcement. If I haven't made it anywhere, we're going to do 3 seasons of a crossover with Alba Salix. That's cool. So, that's something we're looking forward to doing. And, that was episode 1 of that. That was the one we did originally. Then 12:52 was the finale of The Great British Bake Off and episode 10. Then Multiplex 5, Tiki Transistor Hut, that was a good one. 12:50, one of my favorite episodes probably in the past few years, a Wildy Wonka tour. that came out of like some news articles about experience. And I said, this has got to be an episode. And that will be a series. I mean, like a recurring thing. Then Great British Bake Off, episode 9, Patissier. And Multiplex, episode 4. And then we're back to our last audio news. So it's everything. And again, if you ever need support, support at supercast.com is there to help you. Though if you're listening to this episode, I'm assuming you're not like, you don't need support. But if you do, and the other thing is like, yeah, these this is my main way to communicate. I learned this on Patreon. Most people just don't read their emails from Supercast or from me. And most people aren't on our Discord or follow our social media. And so these messages are how the majority of supporters get their information. I do it in a sleepy voice because there's like, I put it in at the end of the free show too. But this is a kind of key way, but these episodes are easy to skip, especially if you're just using one podcast app, right? And building your playlists. From that podcast app. So yeah, thanks everybody for supporting the show. Reach out if you have any feedback at sleepingmepodcast.com. If you need support at supercast.com. And good night.